This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting for the first time out in the field as I begin to investigate a paranormal anomaly. I am still becoming acquainted with this new contraption we have set up in the forest. Thank the Lord, Mr. Jenkins is here to help me. I would not have known where to start with this equipment. We are broadcasting to you live right now from the Greater Green Woods, located in northern Maryland. We have ventured past the old meat processing plant and now sit at the edge of what I can only describe to be this descending portal into the earth. I don't know where it leads, as I haven't built up the courage to even approach the opening to peer in. However, the darkness that John on the tape relayed is more than accurate. We are currently preparing for my entry into the pit. I will be going in alone. But before I descend, I would like to present something I have found. I did a bit of research into this area and found there to be a lot of anomalistic activity recorded in the archives. These tales of strange characters and occurrences date back to before the settlement of this town. I had to do a bit of digging in the archives and found that the families who begun to establish roots had a run-in with the very orifice that lays before me. The reading I shall recite to you comes from the Journal of a Puritan Man. This ledger has been preserved by the Maryland Historical Society as an artifact of paranormal activity. The date of these writings is believed to be in the early 1700s. I shall read now. The winter has been long and harsh on us, but we will get through this with the Lord as our guide. My family and I have found a small piece of land to settle upon. There are other families in the area, but there is enough room for all of us to share. We hope to see fertile land once spring arrives. With time, we will be able to build a home in this land. The snow has melted, and we can now finish the last touches to our new home. The roof needed to be readjusted from a few mighty gales that have rolled through the past few months. Annabel has begun to speak with some of the other wives in the area about raising livestock. I have not seen any wildlife in these woods. It is quite terrifying to think that some place so full of life could be so dead. However, I hope to procure a few animals. May God hear our prayers and bless us. I woke up this morning to the sight of what seems to be wolf tracks circling our home. I can only distinguish one, but it must be the alpha of the group. A sign of life. Thank God for this blessing, as we are sure to survive the oncoming years. I have tracked the wolf deep into the forest. I have not seen any more indications of whether or not there is a pack nearby, but that was not the strangest part of the evening. I had not realized how long I had been out in the forest. It soon grew dark and I lost my way. I could barely see forward, even with my lamp stuck directly before my eyes. I had to be careful with my footing as to not trip and shatter the only instrument aiding my visibility. After a few moments of wandering in the darkness, I was relieved to come upon a massive clearing in the forest. I had never come across this place before on my surveys of the land. Something did not feel right. There was someone watching me. I could feel myself slowly declining on the grass as I approached the center of the clearing. I soon saw what was causing the disturbance in the back of my mind. There was a massive pit that seemed to extend into infinity. I turned to look towards the pit, and there, standing at the edge, was a massive heifer. She even had a bit and lead tied around her mouth. At first, I thought maybe it was a sinister joke, but there seemed to be no malevolent trickery behind this gift. I grabbed the animal's lead and led her towards our homestead, which was surprisingly easy to find. My wife cried out of happiness when I brought home the answer to our prayers. I have been back to the spot with the hole in the ground a few times now. and each time I can feel myself wanting more to go down into its depths to discover what it has to offer. The yearning to discover who is offering these animals is driving me mad. We received word today that Samuel Johnson, who lives not far from our home, has gone missing. He too had been to the hole in the ground once. They sent out a search party, but I knew exactly where he was. I went to the pit. There he was, right at the entrance, a piercing stare. I felt as if he could see my soul. I felt fear rising deep inside my stomach. I fled. My family and I are leaving. I know the trek out of this forest is going to be difficult for all of us, but I feel it is better that we leave this godforsaken land now. We must flee this place at once before this death consumes us. Not much is known about the family in these entries, nor the Johnson, whose patriarch was one of the poor souls who met their end in the pit, but it seems their story has held up. And so begins the next steps in this investigation. I am currently attached to a long rope that is staked to the ground by a recording station in this clearing. The rope is about 100 meters in length. Mr. Jenkins will act as the feeder as I slowly make my way into the mouth of the pit. I am not sure how deep this pit goes, but once I have about 15 meters left, Mr. Jenkins will yank on the rope to let me know it is time to ascend. We have the length marked just to be sure. I hope all of you are staying nearby your radios. I want you all to experience this with me firsthand. Mr. Jenkins, would you please assist me with the microphone? We are currently going over final checks with the rope and headset. Mr. Jenkins is giving me the thumbs up, so I'm sure I'm coming through your receivers. I'm ready to enter the pit. It is now or never. I have begun to move forwards towards the entrance. It is pitch black. I am switching my flashlight on. I am at the edge. I am lowering down into the pit. I have descended a few feet underground. There is a strange sound coming from deep within. Perhaps it is... I will keep on my descent. I believe I have to the bottom. I do not see much, but... feeling... dizzy.
Someone there?